You're listening to a podcast from 702.
Khale Boy, good morning.
Good morning, Eusebius. How do you do this morning, sir?
I'm extremely well, thank you, sir. How are you?
Eusebius, I'm not so well. Eusebius, you know what? Ever since I tuned into your show, I have learned a lot. I take down notes, and I just thought it would be an honorable thing today to call you just before I call it quits. Eusebius, I'm a 37-year-old. I'm suffering from a drug addiction, right? And how I'm doing this is I grew up as a confused young man. I grew up abused. I'm still confused at 37. Eusebius, I've got three boys whom I don't even know how to look at them. They love me so much, Eusebius, and I know that I would not be the father that they deserve in the future, if there is a future. Eusebius, the reason why I'm calling and I'm calling out to the nation is that I'm about to do something absolutely out of this world. I'm about to call it quits, Eusebius. Everything that I do turns to be wrong. I've got no position in this life. I've got no self-identification. Eusebius, what's the reason for me to carry on? I don't want to do this anymore, Eusebius. I'm trying my utmost best. I'm alone in this. There's nobody that I can talk to. There's nobody that understands what I'm going through. I'm always looked down upon. I'm told that I'm an idiot. I'll never amount to anything. And this comes from my parents. Hello?
Do you live alone, Khale Boy? Talk to me. Whatever you do, just talk to me a little bit. Tell me more about yourself. Do you live alone? Do you live with your kids? Do you live with your parents?
I had to get rid of my kids because they couldn't see how I'm living. I'm living alone, sir. Living alone.
And when you say people look down at you, who are you referring to? Is it your folks? Who gives you that kind of message?
I'm referring to my folks, the people that I've always grown up looking up to. They've told me many times that they're throwing down the towel. They don't know what to do with me. Therefore, let me go there. They send me out to the shaft and see. I will learn on my own. They want nothing to do with me. Which I understand, completely understand, Eusebius. Everyone has to find their own way. But I think, too, if every time I'm heading that direction, stumble blocks come. And that sets me back. Every time. I've never held on to anything, Eusebius, for more than a year. I've got no mental consistency. I'm not saying that I'm right. I know I'm wrong. But can somebody maybe say, let's try and go this route in life, if there's a second chance, I'm willing to take it. But if there's no more, I'd like to say thank you very much for teaching me all the lessons that I've learned, that you've taught, through me listening to your station.
Are you working? What do you desire for Khale Boy? Just speak to me. It's very difficult, and I commend you for your bravery. I'm with you. I do not know you, but I feel a deep connection to you. What do you want for yourself? What is your deepest desire for yourself?
What I want for myself, Eusebius, is to be a better person. Not even a better person. I want to change completely. I want to be a part of this world. I want to take position in this world. I want an identification, Eusebius. I want to strive for something. I want to live for something. I'm unemployed. I've been unemployed for about 4 years. That's another difficulty for me, in order that I cannot be, I'm not unable to provide for my kids. You know, the only strength that's keeping me going on is my firstborn. He keeps telling me, what papa, right? He has no idea.
Okay, breathe for me, okay? So just breathe for me, Khale Boy. I want to say a couple of things to you, and just listen to me a little bit. Firstly, I feel your pain deeply. I can't magically fix your deep inner pain and turmoil and your life and your complicated journey where you are situated in, Alex. But I want to say a couple of things. Firstly, I do not trivialize at all the depth of your pain. I know that we often say, live for your kids, live for yourself, don't think about doing anything crazy. But I want to say to you, I completely understand how you are processing this tough question. What is the point and why is it worth me continuing? But I want you to hold on. I want you to hold on for me. I and my producers will be there for you. And I want you to make me one small promise, not a big promise, just a small promise. Just promise me that after you and I have spoken in the next 2 minutes and I hand you back to my producers, I'm not robbing you of a deep, personal, autonomous choice that you must make for yourself about your life, whatever the choice you make. But just promise me that you will allow me and my team to connect with you. Do you promise me that you'll allow me that opportunity?
I allow you that opportunity, Sidis.
Okay. That's what I want to do for you. The other thing I want to do is I want you to just listen for 1 minute, then I'll put you back to my producers, because we've got another caller, another stranger, a fellow member of the 702 community. I do not know them at all. Carwin, who's called in. Carwin, you've called in. Like many people, you are deeply moved by Khaleboy's call to me. What do you want to say to him?
Yes, I went through a similar situation sometime in the early 2015. I got divorced. My mom was very sick. I had personal issues at work. I was not okay. But my boss, I must stress, who was a white guy then, referred me to a psychologist, all right? And I went through some psychological sessions, and I spoke to a psychologist who helped me a lot. I think the guy, I'm willing to refer him to our psychological services at work. It's free, all right? They'll give him 5 sessions, all right? That 5 sessions will be for a period of 4 weeks.
Mm.
And then I'm telling you, Mr. Bias, I think that will help. I think the guy is cut. He's going through a difficult time, but he must not lose hope.
There's
always light at the end of the tunnel, and I'm grateful that he managed to phone. Mm-hmm. But the fact that he's willing to talk to you, Mr. Bias, it shows that he needs help, and he's looking for help. And we, as the 702 community, we will try to help. Please, I gave your producer my number.
Okay.
And I can refer this, you know, to the... Okay. To the psychological service that we have at work. It's free for, you know, for 2 or 3 members of your family or friends if they're in serious psychological
problems. Cohen, thanks for calling in. Thanks for your love, your empathy, your generosity. Khaleboy,
yes, sir.
My heart goes out to you. I'm going to put you back to Laura. Just give me a little bit of time. That's all I'm saying. I, as you know from listening to my show, I've got very unorthodox ideas about life, about meaning.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that you are having thoughts, and let's be honest about them, even suicidal thoughts, I know that you want the pain to go away, and I will not trivialize that. But I want you to just make me a small promise. Just give us a chance to connect with you and take it minute by minute and hour by hour. Yeah?
Okay, sir.
Okay. Thank you, my brother.